Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's Friday!
Friday!
TGIF.
It's Fun Show Friday!
Boys, you see what we got going on in the studio?
TVs! That means I will be in and out of the conversation.
Robbie, have the sounder ready.
It's back.
Yeah.
Our email's out.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll take the trade. I'll trade email for TVs any day.
Our building has like the technological gods. You must giveth up something of technology to get something.
Right. What does technology have to do with the bathrooms?
That's part of the trade.
I mean, that was the first technology of the Romans.
Hey, so the email doesn't work at all, or does it just not work on our computer?
I don't know.
I don't think it works in the computers because I sent stuff from my phone from my work email to my personal email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I just think it's
so. I just need to. Pull
I sent
out
it
my
to
computer.
Both. I sent like headlines and sound to everybody's everything. So
okay.
Everybody should have everything. I got your thing yesterday.
Man,
Four Down Territory coming up today.
Haven't
been here for Four Down Territory.
No,
yet.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
I had to do research.
Sucks.
Four Down Territory is Leroy's new football breakdown every Friday and every Monday. 7:40 AM.
It's
he
hard.
Breaks it down like none other.
Like just Dolphins or just anywhere around the NFL.
Well, it's kind of up to him. It's kind of up to him. It's just four downs.
Just random.
Because he loves fourth and one.
He's ever failed. On
By the way,
one.
How y'all feel about golf?
How do I feel about golf?
Exactly.
That's a random way to start the day.
Because the game was on and it was actually good. Was it? A 1.5 point spread?
Wait, so you're telling me...
It depends on if you bet it at -1 or if you bet it at 1.5. It depends.
By the way,
you either push or you lost.
We are less than 2 minutes into the show, and he's already distracted by television.
No.
You just said the game is on.
It did happen, though.
It did happen last night.
It falls within the parameters. It's not like Leroy is like, oh, Stephon Diggs is upset with Kirk Cousins out of nowhere.
Oh, that locket catch.
What are you talking about? It was last night, and somebody threw for damn near 400 yards right after I sent a text that said, I'm not feeling it.
Was it an interception?
Yeah, and I may have thrown the hex on with my 500-mile rule text way too early in the second quarter.
You prematurely texted on that one.
I was celebrating.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. I was watching Panthers hockey last night. That's what I was locked into.
That was a bummer.
Oh, yeah, I had three screens going, and watching the Braves choke, too, was also fun.
Hey. Acuna, buddy!
I didn't send the early text.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything more regular than the Braves choking in October like a bunch of bums? This is what they do every single year, and there's nothing greater than the team that wrote the unwritten rules. Having a guy who's a hot dog and prima donna, Ronald Acuna, goes out there, thinks he's got a home run, and turns it into a single.
That was
I love it.
Bat carry.
Dude, you know what? I've changed my mind on Ronald Acuna because I used to not like him because he is a hot dog and prima donna, and he gets all sensitive when anybody comes within a whisker of touching him. But I've changed my mind. I like Ronald Acuna Jr. now because the Braves must hate having him in their franchise because he's the anti-Braves. He's an amazing player.
He's also their best player.
He's never going to hustle. He's never going to hustle.
I mean, there's nothing worse than this ball's hit deep. It might get out of here. And he's running down first base with the bat in his hand.
He's like, yes, let me soak this in. You need to know you got one. Like to hold the bat around like it's a sword, you need to know you got one. Like Goldschmidt.
Oh, man.
That was a...
Oh, my goodness. Like, very rarely does that uppercut swing actually hit the ball like that. I mean, because when they showed his bat was almost vertical. Like, oh, my goodness.
Let's get the headlines.
All right.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Tobin can never talk to Bob again.
Why?
That conversation led to him giving up four goals on 29 shots.
It was all rebound garbage. It was all rebound
garbage.
You
jinxed it.
I didn't jinx anything.
There was an empty netter in there.
It was an empty netter. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Agree.
And all of it was just rebound trash.
Whatever.
You know, his defense let him down.
You jinxed him. The Florida Panthers dropped their season opener last night 5-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I mean, did you see that save he had in the second period?
Okay.
That thing was sick.
Home opener is against the Lightning on Saturday night. At the BB&T Center. Seahawks last night edging out the Rams 30-29.
On also, a missed damn field goal.
Let's also not forget that the Lightning, Bob embarrassed them. Like, they had more points than anybody in history, and he swept that ass last year. So they were gunning for him.
Revenge game, yeah.
Or you just jinxed him.
You can't I will not take the jinx.
Peacock pirating around.
I will not take the jinx.
Mm-hmm. Beast, by the way, how are you handling programming on Saturday? You got the Canes of Virginia Tech, you got Panthers home opener, and you got FIU playing UMass.
FIU UMass will be on 104.3 HD2.
Whoa, we're splitting it up.
Yep, splitting it up, and be run from this board right here that's not working.
I'm sure.
No, seriously, this board that's right in front of Tobin, that's where we're running the
cool.
FIU
so it'll
game
work
from.
Next week, theoretically?
Theoretically, you should have Button Bar and all that stuff next
Ooh.
Week.
Ooh.
Or you can swing it around to Leroy, you know, and he can touch some stuff.
Leroy, you know what that means. We won't have lights.
So the Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29 in a back and forth game, and the Rams missed a field goal to win it all in the final seconds. So
and Zerline has been money all day.
Pete Carroll was jumping up and down. NLDS last night, Cardinals beat the Braves 7-6. So that's 1-0 in that series. The Dodgers beat the Nationals 6-0. We get all sorts of baseball action today.
This is a busy-ass time of the year for sports.
You know, this is the only October is the only month where all four sports are played.
Thank you, sir. That was a good. That's good.
No, it's true.
Yeah, Tampa Bay and Houston at 2:05. St. Louis, Atlanta 4:37. Minnesota, New York 7:07. Washington, Los Angeles 9:37.
A lot of happy hour action.
Bunch of happy hour action. Canes and Virginia Tech tomorrow at The Rock at 3:30. Miami has a 2-touchdown favorite.
Yep, and I'll be there as a spotter.
And I'll be there in the press box.
How you guys feel about the Canes being 2-touchdown favorites?
I can't say anything until 8:20.
I'll tell you how I feel. I'd be happy if they score 14 points.
Virginia Tech is so bad.
And the Canes have handled Virginia Tech. Even the bad
Canes team last year.
Them.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Rule number one in sports. Nobody gives a rat's ass about what happened last year. Stop telling me, last year they, like, well, this is nowhere near the same thing.
You know who cares? Gamblers, because it's trends.
Sir, you don't,
you don't believe
in a revenge game?
A trend with N'Kosi Perry versus Jaren Williams.
Yeah.
Trend.
They whipped that ass with N'Kosi Perry last year in Blacksburg.
Yeah. All right.
You want to know who cares? Degenerate Central.
I have thoughts on this game, but I gotta hold it back until 8:20.
I got thoughts, too.
Auburn, Florida seems to be the big game, with game day being there. Number 7, Auburn, at number 11, Florida.
I promise you our thoughts don't match up.
War Eagle. UMass at FIU, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can hear it on 104.3 HD2.
UMass.
The Fighting Whipples.
They should throw pudding on the field.
It's a poop fest?
Nope.
Why? Oh, Bill Cosby went there. I thought he went to Temple. No, he went to UMass.
He went to Temple.
He went to Temple.
Same colors.
They played last night.
Temple played last night. That's why I was thinking Temple.
Speaking of last night, Robbie, were you successful in your degeneracy?
Yeah, the backdoor cover by ECU at the end of that game.
East Carolina.
They played last night?
Yeah, they played Temple.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised Temple would play during this Jewish holiday season. sorry. Triple G's in action this weekend.
Yep.
Oh.
Sergey Derevchenko, he takes on. I look forward to it tomorrow. But not as much as UFC 243.
Boy.
Israel Adesanya, the last style bender against Robert the Reaper Whitaker. What we call this, boys, this is called the grand Australia of them all. You got Australia versus New Zealand. for the middleweight championship in a soccer stadium in Australia. A bunch of Aussies going crazy. The Shoey Man's in action tomorrow night.
Tai Tuivasa.
Tuivasa's. Oh.
Is Mr. Whitaker going to make it? Is something going to happen where he has to pull out of the fight?
I bet they've already had the weigh-ins because it's, what, 6 a.m.? I don't know what the hell time it is
it's
in Australia.
It's probably like 8 a.m. in Australia.
They probably already. Oh, so they probably are doing
8 p.m.
it.
8 p.m. It's 8 p.m.
Let's see. I'll see if they made weight. They probably already had to
do it. Whitaker's
it's
probably.
8:09 p.m.
Whitaker's problem isn't making weight. It's, you know, it's a random injury always pops up right before the fight.
And then he should be fine. It's tomorrow.
But it's in Australia. He's at like his previous two cards in Australia he was supposed to fight in, and in the last minute he couldn't fight.
I think he's okay. I think he's okay.
The trends.
Science.
That's all I got for you.
All right. 15 minutes of heat. Joel Embiid. Stupid Sixers fans. I love it. What's next? Hey, once again, 7-9 Ticket is the radio home of the Miami Heat. We're going to be broadcasting the red, white, and pink scrimmage on Sunday, 4 o'clock at the American Airlines Arena. Us.
Oh, our station.
Our station.
Oh, station. Oh.
You know, I did have a vision that...
No. Lose it.
Can I just finish?
Nope, that vision sounded like...
Can I finish the liner?
Okay, go.
Okay,
go. Promote cancer research?
Yes, we should do that.
Thanks. It's the opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the Ticket the Heat and help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat scrimmage. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. Join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more.
I mean, not said that one, Robbie.
I did have a vision that they let the three of us do a Heat game or something, like a play-by-play broadcast.
I don't really have interest in doing that.
I do.
Why?
I think it'd be cool. I think we'd have fun.
I think we'd ruin a lot of stuff that we have going.
Yeah. I think we'd be, who's that that GM that became the manager for the Marlins?
Dan Jennings.
Yeah. And then he ended up losing both jobs?
Yep.
That would be us.
I think so, too.
Like, not only did you suck, but you're fired.
We realized it was super bad.
We love broadcasting so much, like donuts. We just want to have more.
I hate that guy. I can't believe that was a thing. Unbelievable. So, Miami Heat, they continue training camp. Myers Leonard, Bam Adebayo, they have joined Jimmy Butler in the 3:30 wake-up call. Although, I saw Myers Leonard last night. He was up tweeting like around 9 o'clock, so he's not doing the thing where he's going to bed at like 6:30 like Jimmy Butler. So, so take it easy, Myers. Here.
Let's see how long this lasts, this 3:30 thing for him.
You think Jimmy Butler's going to sleep at 6:30?
Yeah, he says he is.
So he says?
It's scientifically impossible.
What?
You can't fall asleep at 3:30 and get like, I mean, at 6:30 and get like all this sleep. If you fall asleep at 6:30, you know what's going to happen? You're waking up at 9 p.m. And then from there, you're up until 1 in the morning. That's how it works.
Thank you, Robbie. I normally don't agree with you because, well, you're a little bit crazy.
No, but here's what
I do.
No, here's what I would say, though. I disagree with that. Here's why. Hotel rooms. They're staying at a hotel. Hotels have different rules of sleep. I can put myself in a different zone at a hotel room. Knock out.
You didn't do it in Vegas.
Sure did.
No,
sure did.
Yeah, he put himself in a different zone. He was
sure did.
Punch drunk.
Then why was I getting a text? Hey, go and look for hooligans.
Well, that was different standards. That was Ireland. McGregor was in town. I had to just do what I had to do.
And I got to tell you, when we decided to just stop at random restaurant and eat lobster mac and cheese, wasn't 6:30.
No. But I feel like I could have slept at any time. It didn't matter.
Well, that's because you're not getting no sleep.
Vegas is a whole different situation. Yes. That entire city is based on you not knowing what time it is.
And you're also 3 hours back, so 6:30 for you is 9:30.
Whatevs. I just feel like hotel rooms have different
standards.
No, plus
if they have blackout curtains, I mean, you can make a hotel room look real dark.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is I will say this. The only little bit that I would give him is this. When you're in camp and you're doing the two-a-days and all that stuff and you're in that environment, it's quite easy to go to sleep earlier and get up earlier. But when we first heard this, this was before camp.
Right.
So it was just regular every day. Now.
No. This was camp.
By the way.
No, but he wasn't in camp when he told us he was doing this.
I mean.
The sleep thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still doing it.
Right. So, you know it's easier to do it in
Canada. You know who does it every night of her life is Julie Guy down on our sister station, Light. She has dinner at 5, is in bed by 7:30 or something, and up at 3.
That's bananas.
Let me explain something to you.
What? What are you going to go with?
There comes a time in all of our lives.
What is this, when, We Are the World?
No. When that early bird special at dinner becomes a staple of our lives. So
kind of sad.
I don't know what to tell you.
So
I'm sure the women on television down here probably go to bed super early because they got to get up even earlier than that.
Yeah, because they have to go do makeup and all that stuff. Yeah.
I know. It's waking up at 2 a.m. Waking up, or is you stay up till 2 a.m.? I mean, I feel like once you get to 2 a.m., I feel like you stay up and then
no,
you sleep afterwards.
You go to sleep. I think you go to sleep early and you get up.
There are jobs that require you to be up at 3.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to go to bed.
Do you? I mean, at that point, you might as well just stay up. You're pot committed. It's like midnight. What are you going to do? You might as well just stay up and then.
It's not midnight because you're in bed by 7.
Well, I mean, like me, I have all this ridiculous amount of action until midnight.
I feel like Bam can handle the 3:30 wake ups easily. He's like 20
in so. Camp.
Whenever he's like a child.
And by the way, we have it different than everybody else because our job is predicated on watching what's going on in the late night hours. Whereas you know the rest of the hallway down here, they can just flop in bed and get up, and it doesn't matter because they're spinning Elton John records.
You gotta just pick and choose. Like people always ask about the sleep with this thing, and it's just like you gotta pick the stuff that you actually want to watch, and then the other nights you make up for it.
The second half was hard last night. That
I would tell
game.
You,
I didn't watch one thing last night.
I found myself
not one
watching a lot of sports. And getting the gist of it and going to sleep. Mm-hmm. Periodically, I am wrong.
Plus, you know what?
I did see the early call on the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Braves going brave.
Braves going to brave, man. And no, but you know what also happens is YouTube this day is amazing. So you can come up and you can watch a 15-minute recap of the game. That's incredible.
I just watched all the football highlights.
And now that our TVs are back, you can watch the replay of the game from the night before in the second half.
It is true. Jimmy Butler, Miami Heat.
So Jimmy Butler yesterday, he's at Kaiser University, and all the fans there, they're going crazy. But one fan, not so patient, and he was asking Jimmy Butler, "Hey man, what the hell took so long?" And Jimmy Butler had an answer.
I can't wash my ass.
That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, you could say that. It's an act to it.
I'd
say something like that.
The guy's taking a shower. Taking a shower.
You gave someone a fan their money back.
Sure did. It's hard. Like
I still don't understand how you had money in your.
After the game.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like we were leaving. Like after the game, we go to our cars.
Right.
You know, win or lose, I would sign 25 autographs after the game. I would, you know, we had a guy to escort us to the car, and I would, he would count them, 25, and I'd do it in different spots. So a guy's 25, he said, hey, that's 25. And you have to shut it off. You have to, otherwise you'd be there all day.
Yeah, you can't do it. Right?
So the guy says, come on, 40 kids, which is another thing that absolutely pisses me off. If you want an autograph, that's fine. There's two things. I don't want to hear your story behind it. Because I want to try to get as many people as possible. And don't try to put the guilt on me. Because guilt just pisses me off.
What if you inspired his kid to overcome the obstacles of his life?
No. There is no story, right? I'm one of the only people that stayed. I don't care how cold it was. I don't care if we lost. I don't ever. 25 autographs after every game.
Right.
Right? So the guy's, come on, for the kids. And now I'm getting a little annoyed. And then he yelled the thing that, hey, we pay your salary.
Ooh.
So, wait a minute. Yes, I'm asking. I'm supposed to sign your autograph right now. Right? So, I said, how much you pay for your ticket? Right? $35. Reached in my pocket. Pulled out $2,000. Well, no, grand is two 50. Jacksons.
Yeah,
two Jacksons.
Two Jacksons. Gave it to him. I said, don't come back. And all the people around him was like, yeah, jackass. Like, no, see you next week. You know, like, yeah, man. Of all the people, me, one of the only guys that brains, I have an umbrella. You know, whatever.
Do you think Jimmy Butler, you think that's his first shower after the 3:30 wake-up call?
Oh, I got a problem. I tell you what.
No, he probably takes about 4 showers a day.
Look, before camp, you get that shower after the evening practice, right? He ain't getting up an extra 10 minutes. To take no damn shower.
No, no, but like he works out early.
Yeah, if he works out,
does he get shower?
Yes.
Yeah. Pre-practice shower.
Yeah. Dude, I take football has trained. I take a million showers a day. Like I'll get in the pool, shower. I'll go to gym, shower. Get up in the morning. Sometimes just a shower. Like it's just I don't know what it is.
I need my wake up shower.
Now I'm not as exercised as you, Leroy. But isn't the pre-practice shower kind of pointless? Because you're gonna go out there and practice and sweat like crazy.
It depends. Understand that we like in football we had you have to do weights on Monday. We go Monday, Wednesday, and sometimes we lift on Fridays. Fridays was optional. And the thing is that when you lift in the morning, right, you don't go onto the field during the season till like 2 o'clock. So some guys might come in, like your lift time might be 7. You know, you still got meetings and lunch. You might go ahead on and get you a little shower.
You think Jimmy Butler's a loofah guy?
What are you doing?
What? I'm just asking.
I would say that these basketball players are well manicured and well pampered, so he has a
He has a loofah.
Whatever materials it is to keep his body soft and fresh.
I would say he's a loofah guy. I would go Myers Leonard, loofah guy. Tyler Hero's not using a loofah. That guy feels like he's just. I would be surprised if Tyler Hero's even like showering.
You know what I realized?
He probably showers with the sink.
When I was younger, I did the loofah, right? Then I realized that you taking a shower with the dirty old loofah, you know?
Nah, loofah's got to reset.
And so then, as I got older, I'm a towel guy. I like the little washcloth.
You like the washcloth, eh?
Yeah, I like the washcloth.
I like a washcloth.
Love a washcloth.
You know what I hate about washcloths, though? I feel like I always run out. You know? Like the washcloth, it just gets lost.
It does.
In the linen closet, it's like a sock. You know, you just end up with one sock or of a pair.
But you don't have to match them.
Nah, I know.
And
but
you can get like 10 of them for like $8.
Yeah. I like a loofah, man, though. You get the sponginess.
You also get the
That's
dirt.
Actually not actually a loofah.
What is that?
A loofah is like a.
It looks like a sponge.
It's like no, a loofah like scrapes the skin off you.
Nah, the loofah is the push ball.
No,
that's not a loofah.
That's not a loofah. It's not an actual loofah. No,
I've been lied to all these.
And that thing carries germs.
No.
Get out of here.
It does.
I'll show you the loofah.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
That's a loofah.
When
right
you
there,
use,
see.
That's not a loofah.
Yes, it is.
That looks like a coral reef.
Right.
That's what a loofah is.
That's what it is. Hey, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You take a couple of showers with a washcloth.
Yeah.
You clean it.
Yep.
You bleach. If you're white, you bleach it. You get. What do you do with that, whatever you call a loofah? When do you clean it?
You don't.
Nah, it's the same germs.
Nah. You do a rinse job on the loofah.
It's self-cleaning in the shower.
No.
Yeah.
It does. No. You get the recharge. Every time you put in the soap, you're good.
The recharge?
Yeah.
Although my wife likes the bath sponges. You know, the pink or the purple, like that's what she uses.
Texter writes in, Myers Leonard definitely uses a micro glove scrubber.
Oh, that's true.
Listen. He definitely, you know, the Myers Leonard, especially he's got the missus who's like, I feel like she's got everything put together at the home. Myers Leonard looks like he got the seashell soap, something that's going on there. There's the Leonard household definitely has some decorations going on in the bathroom. He's got a well put together shower situation going on, man.
Listen.
The mesh ball's not a loofah? Is that true?
No, it's not. That's
okay, so it's not a loofah. Question comes in.
My bad.
With the string or on the stick?
I got it on the string.
How do you get the middle of your back?
How do I get the middle of my back?
Yeah.
I just reach. Kind of do like the... Yeah.
Really?
And then with the loofah kind
of... Hey, Gru, there ain't no way you reach in the middle of your back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You could touch the middle of your back, but I'm talking about giving it the good scrub.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we'll do, you know, sometimes the wife and I will partner up. We'll take care of the backs. That'll happen.
What?
partner up?
Partner up.
Like, so you're only in there for business purposes?
Sure, if you want to say that.
Partner up.
What time is it? 6:30? She might be in the car? Yeah, it's only business purposes.
Honey, if you get my back, I'll get your back, and we can make this faster. Less water.
I don't even understand why that's insulting. I can't take a shower with my wife.
Because you know why? She blocks the water. I'm standing there stuck on stupid while she does hair and all that.
Dude, that's how the chimps and the bonobos used to do it. The first sign.
Who?
The chimps and the bonobos. That's the first sign of love, is cleaning each other's backs.
Leroy, it sounds like your wife does better blocking than the canes.
Clearly you're single.
All right, we'll get to sad Joel Embiid, who misses Jimmy Butler next. Yeesh. You can text the show at 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota.
I am manning the text line.
This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Texter writes in, wake up to turn on the radio. Let's see what the Three Stooges are talking about. Talking about loofahs and what players are using them. Who the F cares? Baseball playoffs. Panthers, one game, first game. NFL, great game last night. Let's talk about loofah. And oh, by the way, nobody cares about Jimmy Butler in the Heat right now. Sir, first of all, thank you for giving us your input on what the world thinks. Because Lord knows we care. Second of all, why you listen? If you know we're going to come up here, you know what you're walking into. If you know it's a big sports night, and you refer to us as the Three Stooges, you very well know when you turn on your radio, we could be talking loofahs. That's a you problem. That's on you. You walked into that buzzsaw. It's not our fault. Now let's get to what Jimmy Butler and the world, what they think. So, Joel Embiid, crybaby, he did an interview with Rachel Nichols, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Well, I talked about this yesterday. You guys just looked at me in disgust when I was calling the Philadelphia 76ers a bunch of Yahoo dummies. They're fans, not them. But they're all upset with Jimmy Butler. Oh, how could you go to the Miami Heat? Don't you care about winning? Which is, you know, laughable to a team that intentionally lost for a decade. But Joel Embiid, the face of the franchise, had this to say to Rachel Nichols.
You got Josh Richardson. You did lose Jimmy Butler. You lost J.J. Redick. Jimmy Butler in particular, it seemed like you guys got pretty close by the end of the playoffs. What kind of loss is it for you personally just not to have him around with you?
It was a big loss because me and him, we got to the point where we were really close. We're still close. We talk a lot, and that's my guy. That's my brother forever. I wish he was on the team because I feel like the relationship that I built with him could have gone a long way. Jimmy, you know, when it was the fourth quarter, we knew the ball was gonna be in either me or Jimmy's hand, and I knew that I could count on him too. This year, it kind of changes around. Now, other guys got to step up, and I got to do more.
Oh, that has to hurt, Philadelphia.
Oops.
That's hard times, Daddy. So let me get this straight. The face of your franchise wishes Jimmy Butler was still there because he was responsible for all the winning, which you say he doesn't care about. And now Joel Embiid is stuck with a guy who's scared of shooting it outside of 5 feet. Interesting, Leroy. That is hilarious.
You have definitely went full.
Interesting.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting. I mean, like, why do I have to have any opinion on this situation? Your best player, Philadelphia, just told you what the guy meant to the franchise. And what Joel Embiid says, he didn't say Ben Simmons needs to step up. He said other guys, as to not hurt Ben Simmons' feelings, because he knows in the fourth quarter, it's not going to be Ben Simmons stepping up, because what they're going to do is, all right, hey, Ben Simmons has the ball. Everybody pack the paint. Let's go like this. Go ahead. Hey, Rue Balls. Shoot it. And if I see another story about Ben Simmons shooting the three this offseason, I'm blocking you on Twitter. I don't know what to tell you. Because it's laughable, Leroy. Laughable.
You think?
Yes.
You think at no point he'll ever learn how to shoot?
Never.
Really?
Never. Never.
Chris Bosh learned how to shoot.
Well, and they're not the same. Not nowhere near the
Chris
same.
Chris Bosh always had that stroke. He just turned into a three-point shooter.
Correct.
Jimmy Butler, he's not even a two-point shooter.
I mean, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, whatever.
You have Jimmy Butler.
I love him.
I would hope that
Ben Simmons, if you ask Ben Simmons to shoot a jump shot, he looks at you.
He's not. Was he 22?
Whatever.
Like, no chance of him getting better at shooting.
Hasn't been playing basketball.
No chance of him getting better.
He's 22. Has he played basketball his whole life?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm going to just throw this out there.
It's not a Tuesday.
Friday.
But it needs to be said.
It's really not a Tuesday, though.
So you're saying Ben Simmons has no chance of ever being able to develop a shot. Right? No chance?
I just don't think he will.
Okay. Why did some always think Tim Tebow could learn how to throw?
I don't know.
Because isn't that the same?
I would think Jesus. If I had to guess.
Jesus threw a pass. Incomplete. Just saying. Not his thing.
What do you mean it wasn't? You don't think Jesus could run a good offense?
His thing is turning water into wine. Right?
I feel like he could make it out of a tormented situation. If he had a bunch of rushers coming at him, he could figure out of that and complete the pass.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
He's been throwing his whole life. I'm just saying. I think he can develop a competent shot. I'm not going to say he's going to end up being Steph Curry.
I just think it's interesting that you would think that Joel Embiid, if he was going to say, hey, but we have Ben Simmons, we could trust him. But he knows that now that Jimmy Butler's left, there's nobody. And I'll tell you what, Joel Embiid, don't look to your new sidekick dude to come up for the clutch. That's not his thing. Great player. Fun player.
Yeah.
You're going to love him. Great dude. Good defender. Strokes it. Jay Rich has got all that. End of the game, not his thing.
What if somebody from the Heat said that about Jay Rich? What did Embiid just said about
that we're going to miss Josh Richardson?
I mean, Justice Winslow did say he's going to miss Josh Richardson. But not for the end of games. He just said he's going to miss him in general as his friend.
Really?
Joel Embiid specifically said that he was making the shots at the end of the game. That's what he said.
Well, I think you're going to be surprised at what Jay Rich becomes.
What? Why? Is he? What do you think he's going to become?
I mean, basically, he got a Jimmy Butler replacement.
No, they didn't.
I mean, they're damn near the same type of player.
They're not, though.
I didn't say he was as good. Same type of player.
They're not, though.
How old is Jay Rich?
I think 26.
26. Again, you don't think that has a chance to improve? Jimmy Butler's 30.
Yep.
He didn't just all of a sudden come into the league like gangbusters.
Jimmy Butler was already an all-star at 26. Do you think he's going to be an all-star?
Jay Rich?
Yeah. Best guess.
No.
I don't think so either. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I don't think he's a face of the franchise guy. I don't think anybody cares if Jay Rich is getting up at 3:30 to work out. I don't think they care. There's not a gravitas.
But that's you. You care that somebody's getting, because you know what I care about?
What?
I care about guys playing on the court and winning basketball games.
I like
that's it.
Guess what?
I don't like the window dressing.
Okay, but you
that's what got you in trouble with the University of Miami.
Yeah, but you and I agree.
The window dressing.
You and I agree on this. I like players playing on the court as well. The problem is Jay Rich doesn't know where the court is because he steps out of bounds all the time.
Here we go.
He does. He does. Right. It's a fair point.
All right. No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We did it a couple times.
No, a lot.
No, it wasn't a lot.
Like eight times, Robbie? Like eight?
Yeah, it was the first week of the season. Yeah, it was every game.
It was a lot. It was a lot. D-Wade had to start taking over at the end of games. He's 37.
I got to tell you, I don't care what Jay Rich does. You always want D-Wade to take over at the end of games.
I mean, like, the, it was, he was, D-Wade was begging. He's like, please, here, please, take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because they were paying him $2.5 million. That's why he didn't want to be that guy.
Nope, nope, that's not true. Okay. That's not true. You don't think, okay. So you don't think D-Wade liked the Warriors game? You don't think he likes that moment?
No, I do think that. Yeah. I also believe that he didn't think he was going to be that much of a contributor when the season started.
I agree.
Okay.
Because you know what he wanted to do? He was like, please, somebody take this torch. I'm passing it. Please,
right.
Please. Please. Right. Somebody take it. Somebody take it. Somebody take it. And nobody took it.
Well, Richardson took it, but he stepped out of bounds with it.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get some football next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.